Hello and welcome back for another As It Is program on the Voice of America. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We come to you 7 days a week with news about our world. At the same time, we help you learn and improve your American English. Today, we look to Asia, where it appears that Thailand and Myanmar have come up with a plan to deal with over 100,000 refugees who left their homes because of violence. We'll have details about the plan and also hear what some experts are saying about the idea. Then, for the second half of today's program, we'll stay in Southeast Asia to hear about protests in Cambodia that involve the closing of Freedom Park. These are two stories that you need to know about if you want to keep up with important world events, and they are coming to you right now. Here is part one. Thailand's military government says it has reached an agreement with Myanmar, also known as Burma, for the return of refugees. The agreement calls for as many as 130,000 people to be sent back to Myanmar. The refugees fled violence and conflict in that country over many years. Rights activists oppose the move. They say refugees should not be returned until security and Myanmar's economy have improved. Mario Ritter joins us with more.
General Prayut Chan-o-cha leads Thailand. He has said Thailand would work with Myanmar to help the refugees that live in camps along their shared border. The general says human rights laws will be respected in the action. The refugees are mostly ethnic Karen from Myanmar. Others are members of the Karini and Shan groups. The groups have fought the Thai government for more self-rule. Most groups have reached agreements with the government to end the conflicts, but not all members feel it is safe for them to return. Rights groups also say they are worried about the refugees' return. They say some of the land traditionally held by the groups has been seized. Landmines are also a danger in these areas. Boji is an activist who has campaigned for the release of political prisoners in Myanmar. Boji says the border areas are not secure.
Sending back refugees to Burma is really dangerous for those of the refugees because Burma did not get peace. And then we don't know what time there will be another conflict in current state. Another thing is Burma is not ready for job creation for those of the
Thailand's former civilian government has talked about returning refugees. But the little progress made only followed strong international criticism. Debbie Stoddard is a spokeswoman for the rights group Alternative ASEAN Network. She says the Thai military has shown it wants to solve the refugee problem since it seized power in May.
Now, I think there's quite a strong fear that this is really going to happen, especially because UN and international agencies have been working on this. The situation is still extremely fragile and dangerous. We're actually seeing more people displaced. And if you are happen to be a refugee of Muslim background, then you are particularly vulnerable.
Violence began 2 years ago in ethnic Rohingya areas of Myanmar. Tensions have increased between Buddhists and Muslims since that time. Ms. Stoddard says refugees fear they will be harmed by the Myanmar military. She says the military violates the rights of members of ethnic groups and has not been punished for such actions. She says that is why many people fled in the past. Blooming Night Zahn is a spokesperson for the Karen Refugee Committee. She says the group is worried about the lack of information about plans to return the refugees to Myanmar. Rights groups are calling on the United Nations Refugee Agency to closely watch the situation. They say it may be too early to return the refugees to Myanmar because of cuts in aid to that country. They also say there need to be more political reforms in Myanmar. I'm Mario Ritter.
Cambodian rights groups say at least 40 people were injured Tuesday in clashes between security guards and protesters in the country's capital, Phnom Penh. Kelly Jean Kelly is following that story for us.
The protesters were demanding the government reopen Freedom Park, the capital's main protest area. The park has been closed since political violence took place there in January. Rights groups said security officers beat several demonstrators when protesters tried to hang a banner around the park. The demonstrators then beat the security guards. City officials said at least 37 guards were injured. Police used tear gas to break up the protest. They arrested at least 3 politicians accused of leading the group. Between 200 and 500 people were protesting. Freedom Park was a special area for demonstrations until the January unrest. At that time, police shot and killed 5 clothing factory workers who were on strike. Since then, activists said security guards have repeatedly beaten protesters who tried to gather outside the park. Local officials hire the guards. Cambodia banned public protests after the January unrest. The ban has since been canceled, but protesters say they have had difficulty getting permission for demonstrations. The Cambodia National Rescue Party, CNRP, organized the Tuesday demonstration. Party members have refused to take their seats in parliament. They are protesting an election last year that they charged was dishonest. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen says the election was fair. He has ruled the country since 1985. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA, Washington. On this date in 1889, one of this country's most famous writers of fiction was born. His name was Earl Stanley Gardner. He is the fellow who created Perry Mason, a very smart lawyer who solved crimes. The very first story was called The Case of the Velvet Claws. It was first published in 1933. If you would like to know more about Mr. Gardner and Mr. Mason, the stories are easy to find. There were 82 books written, and then a television show called Perry Mason ran in the States for many years. It was on this date back in 1955 that thousands of people lined up for the opening of Disneyland.